welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and what happens? All the things that we need in life will be what? Added unto us. Say, added unto us. Turn to your neighbor and say, everything I've been striving for, He's already got it done for me. Amen? Now, I'm not going to go through that teaching again, but it says this, seek first. Say, seek. And then it says what? First. So there's a priority, amen, to the Word of God. Say, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things. What are all these things? If we read the scriptures before that, He's talking about the basic needs of life that you and I may have. Now, they've changed over the years, of course, because our society has and where we are in life. There may be more to be added to that. But He was saying is that the lilies of the valley, that the plants that have been planted, the sun, the moon, the star, all of them have an order. Say, an order to them. Amen. Nobody says, I got a better idea, God. They just follow the order. Say, they follow the order. How many of you want order? Go over to James real quick. First chapter, and if you don't mind, verse number 18, I believe it is. Where there's single-mindedness, say single-mindedness, there is clarity of direction. Say clarity of direction. Where there's double-mindedness, the paths are too many to choose from. Listen to the Passion Version. When you are half-hearted and wavering, it leaves you unstable. Can you really expect to receive anything from the Lord when you are in that kind of a condition? No, you can't. The speech center in the brain rules over every nerve in your body. So what does the Bible say? See, we go back. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. So did the Word know before man found out about it? Yes, He did. See, when we wake up in the morning, we got to say, Holy Spirit, please orchestrate my day. Please lead me and direct me by Your Spirit. But then sometimes we want to take over because it's not going our way. Say, our way. See, Jesus Christ is on the throne of my life. There are times I wanted to go this way and that way and stop here and go there. But the Holy Spirit has always said, yes, you can go. No, you can't. Because sometimes in the waiting period, things will work themselves out. But when we rush through things and not, and how can I say this? Not asking the advice of the Holy Spirit or the Word of God, that's when this chaos shows up. Say, chaos shows up. Yes. Hallelujah. Now, I heard this in my spirit. No one said it to me, but I heard it. Pastor, what you're talking about with this kingdom of God and stuff, I don't know that I can do it. I got good news for you. You can't. I'm not asking you to. What I'm asking you to do is to trust God. And then the Holy Ghost began to speak to me about some of the elements you and I need to enter into this kingdom of God that He's placed here on earth for us. Amen? Amen. One of them is faith. Galatians 2:20 says this, I've been crucified with Christ. Oh, how many of you like that one? Yeah, that's a good one, Pastor. It is no longer I who live. See, right away, this kingdom of God stuff gets a little tough. What do you mean by that? Are they going to come and put me in a cross? No. I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Say, Christ lives in me. There we go. And you don't give them the room over the garage either. Give them the master suite. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. See, there's a love relationship going on. Every day I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for the blood of Jesus that set me free. How about you? Every day there's praise in my mouth coming out, telling God how great He is. Say, hallelujah, glory to God. I can't do anything without Him, but I can do all things, say all things, through Christ who what? Strengthens me. Amen. Fuses me together with Him. Listen to this statement. Faith is the hand that takes the things we need from God. Everything Jesus purchased for us on Calvary can be obtained through faith. Say everything can be obtained through faith. I remember years ago, a preacher said this, and I put it in my Bible, it's in my heart. Faith laughs at impossibilities. The Bible says all things are what? Possible to those who believe. Say those that believe. Say all. There's no room in a marriage relationship for another person. It's a husband and wife. Then when children come, you're raising a family, then it expands a little bit. But do you understand what Isaiah said about in the last days? The right will become wrong and the wrong will become right. There's utter confusion in the world today. We can see it everywhere at every turn. Utter confusion. Why? Because we've taken this book over here, we put it on the shelf somewhere, closed it so nobody even knows that it's there, and it collects dust over the years, and all of a sudden we say, gee, where is that Bible of mine? I know where my Bible is. I know it's on the inside of me. I know that when I pick it up, there's an answer for every second of every minute of every day, and there's no way in the world I'm going to get off course by seducing spirits of darkness that have come today into the world. And the Bible says in the last days, even the very elect shall be deceived. Well, how does that happen? It's happening. See, I used to say, it's going to happen. I got to change that to, it's happening right now. Well, what do you mean? People are falling away from the faith, falling away from the Word of God, and reaching out to things that don't belong to God, and God didn't produce them. Say, seducing spirits. It started with the devil in the Garden of Eden. He seduced Adam and Eve to believe what? A lie. Say a lie. A lie. So let's talk a little bit about faith, can we? Say faith. Faith. Hallelujah, glory to God. Listen, Hebrews 11:1, I'm just reading King James. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In the Amplified, it reads this way. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith, perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. You understand that now? Today's society, say today's society, everything goes by how you feel. That's called the fast track to hell. You can't live your life, I can't live my life, by how I feel. It's going to take you somewhere and take me somewhere, not only that I don't want to go, but a place that I shouldn't go. I'm telling you, the enemy has got his sights on the church. We're the last standing group of soldiers that are ready to confront him with the truth of God's word. People are falling by the wayside. Organizations are falling by the wayside. Now listen to some of these things about faith. Are you ready? Faith is giving substance to the things we hope for. Let me put it this way. Hope is a springboard to faith. How many of you know you got to have hope? Faith is taking hold of the unrealities of hope and bringing them into the realm of reality. How many things in your life have you faced, maybe you're facing now, that seem to be impossible for you? Should they be impossible for you? No, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And what we see is impossible, he's already done. There's nothing impossible. If we wind up somewhere and our life is given to him, when we wind up at that certain place, we don't have to worry about how am I going to go over this bridge. It's out. Because God has already placed underneath the Red Sea some dry ground you're going to walk on. Remember the Jordan when they had to cross the Jordan? The word Jordan means this place looks like death. And what happened? They parted the Jordan and they walked over. Say, glory to God. Say, there's nothing impossible for me because Christ lives in me. He's the hope of glory. This is where the enemy has the church waiting for us to cry uncle. Listen to what I say now. I don't know what it is about the church, but the church doesn't read their Bibles. I'm being honest with you. They don't read their Bibles. What does seek first the kingdom of God say? Seek first. Prioritize. If you want to do something, you will make the time and put a priority on it. That's what I'm trying to get at. There's things in life that are great. Why not? Enjoy them. But if we push the word of God aside and don't make a priority and a special time for it, it won't be something that produces. Listen to what it says now. Faith is the title deed for the things we hope to possess. Say title deed. How many of you have a deed to your house? Glory to God. Everything in the book, everything God's promises say belong to us. It's the title deed. Say it's the title deed. It belongs to me. It's not what God's going to do. It's what he's already done. Promises are what he's already done. But we've got to open up the gift. Listen to this, Hebrews 11:6. God demands that we have faith. What does Hebrews 11:6 say? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Listen, can I give you the Greek rendering of that scripture? Listen to it real quick. When you live outside of faith, that tells me that faith has boundaries. That's the Greek rendering. When you live outside of faith. So if this is faith over here, and I'm over here, and I'm living outside of faith, things aren't going to happen the way the word says. But if I'm living in faith inside its boundaries, the boundaries of faith will also protect me. If you have an umbrella and it's raining out and you don't put it up, what happens? You get wet. Well, spiritually speaking, the same thing goes. If we've got the word of God to protect us, why would we go through the storms of life and the difficulties that come our way all the time and not protect ourselves with the word of God? See, the world laughs at that too when you have the word on you.
There's one of them crazies.
They say that because they're in darkness. They live in darkness. Where do you and I live? We live in the light of his word, his precious word. Let me finish this for you. Hang on now. When we live outside of faith, living beyond its boundaries and parameters. That's the Greek rendering. So we can't please God if we live outside of the boundaries of faith. Faith has boundaries. Say, faith has boundaries. Nothing, say nothing, in creation has a problem listening to God. Except, go like this, except. Well, I don't understand it. There's the problem. Because a flower can't reason. A little ant crawling across the ground can't reason. They do everything because God created them to do what they're doing, and they just do it. God never asked us to understand it. Abraham, say Abraham. Abraham. Too old to have kids. Mary was a teenager. She was a virgin. You can't have a child. You're a virgin. But you're going to conceive without having a man. What? Because God set it in motion with his words. Say with his words. Let me go a little further. Are you ready? God demands that we have faith. Hebrews 11:6. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing. Who can you hear from? You can hear from a preacher. You can hear from an evangelist. The best way is you and I read the word. Can I tell you something? When I see these one-minute devotional, you know when they say batteries not included? You know what's worse than that? Having a used battery that has a minute left in it. One-minute devotionals will give you a battery that's weak or non-existent. How many of you want to be able to walk in the kingdom of God like he talked? Faith comes out of the word of God. Say, faith comes out of the word of God. Seek first. Say, seek first. Kingdom of God, his righteousness. And then all the things that you and I are trying to get and grasp for will already be there for us. Amen.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus, because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.